Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Should be getting it signed up, ready, chopped up, ready to go. It's going to be a state of the hat lease, or it can also be a Brent question and Brent and Caitlin question and answer session, because we have the ability to obviously chat.
Of course.
So Brent, we got we're live on on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We do double penetration, not the way you like it, but we do double platforms where we go off Twitch and we go live on our Facebook and our YouTube simultaneously.
And we're on BAR.
And we're on Bob Army Radio, of course, as well. And so I got to tell you, Hatley, the last time you came in, it was just you, and you didn't even bring your special sauce.
No,
today.
She was here. She was here.
No, I don't think she was on the air, though, was she?
She was.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it did so fucking
bit,
well.
A little bit.
Not like today. Not like today. And today, not only are we going to talk to Caitlin a lot, but she has to verify. God, Caitlin, your cleavage looks great. I'm just so sorry. Let's keep it there.
Thank you.
Let's keep it right. Let's not be adjusting it or not, but just how it's laying right now is really nice. Brent, she's laying nice.
She's laying nice. She knows what laying nice means, too, in our terms as well.
She knows. I think, Brent, after having been married to you, what now, 7 years? Six?
We've been together 9, and we've been married since 2016.
I think she knows pretty much all of the down to zeros. Don't bust me up. I think she knows all the shit. All the vernacular, yeah. So to speak.
Oh yeah.
How did you meet Caitlin?
You
were with Amanda.
I can't talk about her.
Legally, at all. I can say that your first wife was named Amanda.
Right.
You guys got divorced. So, that's factual.
That is factual.
Then what happened?
Well, I met Caitlin actually. Remember when we did the police officers at Buddy's?
Yeah.
The auction.
Yes.
Caitlin came to one of those. And started talking to me about history and serial killers and all this kind of stuff.
You're like, oh, shit.
I was like, damn.
This bitch is hot.
She's hot.
Now, was this just freshly divorced?
I wasn't even divorced yet.
But going through.
Yeah, it was, yes.
This certainly accelerated the fucking process.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
In fairness, we didn't hang out for like months. It was just, I saw him there and I had a lot of questions for him. And before I left, he goes, "Hey, hang on. Will you take a picture with me?" Like, he asked me to take a picture with him. I was like, sure.
That's not uncommon. And I don't think even she was laying as nice as she was. I mean, was she laying that night?
She looked great, but she looks way better now.
Yeah. I think so, too.
So you meet her at the Buddy Home Furnishings, fucking auction.
Right.
Where Spice Boy claimed to buy my sex CD, by the way. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Spice Boy claimed that's where he got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so then what happens? You guys
just... Spice Boy wasn't buying nothing.
Yeah, it's true. So now you were still with me then, right?
I was.
Now, did you and Caitlin start dating while you were still with me?
We did.
Yep. It started because I wanted to do mushrooms, and I didn't want to just ask some random person, and not a lot of my friends did mushrooms, and I figured Brent would.
She's so honest. I wanted to do mushrooms, and so I thought of the king of mushrooms, Brent Hatley.
And I didn't know what was going on with him and his ex at that time. You know, I mean, you hear stuff on the radio, but you don't know if it's bullshit or not.
Right.
So
you know that most of our shit's bullshit.
I invited both of them, and he showed up. So
that's perfect.
Exactly.
To a mushroom bonanza or what?
Yeah, we just hung out one night and did shrooms and had a great conversation.
Yeah.
Period.
History.
All that.
Oh, yeah,
all
Brent
that.
Will get into the fucking history. Sometimes I'll be watching the History Channel, and I'll be like, I wonder if Hatley knows that. I wonder if Hatley knows that.
Text him?
No. Hatley, did you know about when the British were in trouble against Hitler, and they were in this beach, and then
Brent, did you hear about this thing called World War II?
Brent, have you heard about these things called Nazis? Are real bad. Yeah.
There was a guy named Hitler. He was a really mean guy.
Brent, I'm going to actually give you something. I watch TV, and you'll probably be able to probably tell me what it's called. Okay.
Okay.
It was a part of the war where fucking Britain was getting their ass kicked, and they just got involved and tried to, because Hitler was trying to come over to Great Britain.
Yep.
And Winston Churchill, the other dude fucking resigned, and Winston Churchill got there. He was like in charge,
right.
And he asked everybody in the country to take any kind of fucking boat they had and go over across the channel and pick up the boys. Do you remember that?
Yes.
What's it called?
That's all encompassed in the Battle of Britain.
But I think Winston Churchill wanted like 50,000 boats, and he got like 300,000 rugged ass cocos and fucking fishing boats to go over. And because their troops had been backed up clear against the water and there was nowhere to go.
Yes. And the Nazi Air Force called the Luftwaffe was bombing Britain, and Britain only had 143 Spitfires to go against the Luftwaffe, and the Britain ended up winning. The Battle of Britain. They failed. The Nazis failed in taking over Britain.
Now, why? They just couldn't get, because it was an island, and they just hunkered down, and they couldn't get there.
So it's hard to invade and take over an island, and they try to do it with air power, and you just can't do it.
Had Hitler, and by the way, I'm not pro Hitler at all. I think he was the biggest dick ever to live. But had Hitler said, "Okay, listen, I've taken over this much territory. I just need to burn a fucking timeout and just be happy with what I got." But because he wanted more and more, if he just would have not fucked with Britain, he probably would have been okay, right?
Well, Britain and Russia, his big mistake
was fighting a two-front war.
Yeah, his big mistake was invading Russia. Everybody that's ever invaded Russia loses, because you don't have that long until winter sets in, and then you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. And those thick Russians know how to do winter better than anybody.
Yeah, and Pervitin only lasts for so long.
Yeah,
and you got to eat.
Yeah, so when Hitler gets to Stalingrad with 90,000 troops, what the Russians do is they just encircle it and cut off all their supply lines. Yeah.
Can't eat.
They couldn't eat. So
Brent, what was that one that you're always fucking with me on? You're like, I take Stalin or fucking Heydrich type notes. What was it? Which one?
So,
who was the dude that was keeping notes on Hitler?
So that was Reinhard Heydrich. He was the only Nazi officer ever assassinated during World War II. Mm. He was
Anna, you didn't even know this.
I didn't.
You?
No.
He was
Hatley. Fucking, you got Anna Wapp. She's like, she might be more Wapper than Caitlin, right?
Probably,
now.
Yeah.
So he was at that time. He was in Czechoslovakia, and he was the head. He was in Prague. And he had put down Heydrich. He had put down the resistance there, and then
now wasn't he Hitler's like right hand man?
He was the head of the SD. He was Himmler, technically Himmler's right hand man, but everybody was scared of him because he had been keeping notes on everybody in the Nazi regime. So
so he had like a real fucking notepad and be like, oh, so this
index,
guy here.
He had index cards in a filing cabinet with notes on everybody. So if he wanted you to do something, he would say, hey, listen, I'm going to tell Hitler you did this, this, and this. And they're like, okay, well, you get whatever you want.
Okay.
So he had put down the resistance.
Anyway, Brent used to tell me he used to keep Heydrich type notes to me. He goes, I'm just letting you, I got Heydrich type notes around here. Anyway, continue on, Hatley.
So he would... So he put down the resistance in the Czech Republic now, in Prague, and they were getting ready to move him to France to put down the French resistance. So the British trained two Czechs, and they parachuted into Prague, and he used to take the same route every day in a green Mercedes that had no top on it. And they threw a bomb into this Mercedes, and it exploded, and they got Heydrich to the hospital, but they couldn't save him at that time because the Mercedes had horsehair, was what the upholstery was made of. So horse hair got into his spleen and he died. And then after that...
Only fucking Brent Hatley, ladies and gentlemen, horse hair got into the motherfucking spleen.
And he died. And then after that, a guy named Ernst Kaltenbrunner took over.
Hold on. We got to do a fucking Hatley concert.
Yeah, Brent's dancing now, but he wasn't back then when they were playing.
Now, Brent, see, that's the biggest misconception, because Hatley I'm like, Brent, put these things over like you're mad as fuck on the deal.
Of course.
So Brent would be like, oh, you're making me so mad. But deep down, they were cool as fuck, weren't they, Hatley?
Yeah, of course.
One of my favorite all. Brent Hatley needs a fucking hand. Go, Brent. Brent, those don't make you hot, do they?
No. Back then they did, because I was in a...
They did make you mad back then?
Back then I was in a different place than I...
You're making me so mad. Remember that?
Yeah, that was authentic. I was pissed back then. Now it's a put over.
When I met him, I couldn't understand why he was so upset. I was like, you do realize they're putting you over, right? He's like, no, they're making fun of me.
They're fucking making fun of me. Brent Hatley. He's the man. Brent Hatley needs a fucking tan. Man, we had a whole series of them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, outside of the history buff,
yeah,
Brent, you and Kayla need to come in like, you know, once every month and do a State of the Hatley.
For sure. We'd be happy to do it.
So let's fast forward a little bit as to what you got going on. You obviously are working for Howard for, I think, what, 5 years?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
And things start changing a little bit within the Howard world.
And Sirius XM, too. Like, corporate America took over.
And, yeah, they did. And the pandemic comes.
Yep.
And I don't know that Howard or anybody has been to the studios since.
No.
Have they?
They have not.
And so, I mean, Shuley left.
Yeah, Shuley left and moved to Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Blitz and I have some Huntsville, Alabama. Oh, yeah. Did you know me and Brent were held at gunpoint? At Huntsville,
no, me
Alabama?
And Blitz. Or me
I'm
and
sorry. You. Did you know, Brent, me and Blitz were held at gunpoint by a Huntsville police officer in Huntsville,
for
Alabama?
For quite a while, too.
No, for what?
In the hallway with our underwear.
Yeah, for what?
They thought we had cocaine and bitches, and really all we had was bitches.
Yeah. Wow.
We had guns.
So did somebody, well, that's legal in Alabama. Yes. Did somebody blow you in?
Yes, listen to this. So I'm at Tyler's quarter midget nationals, and I take my plane up there, and it's me, Blitz, and Tidwell, and Tyler. Well, Tyler, we're staying at the Hampton Inn. Tyler, one of his little go-kart buddies, they had like a little pizza party over at another hotel, and he was going to spend the night. You know, little boys, they spend the night with you. Like, so, okay, well, we don't have to be back at the track till like 8 o'clock the next morning. So I go to Blitz. I go, hey, Blitz, we don't got Tyler. We don't got to fucking be Johnny babysitter here. Mm-hmm. And on my SiriusXM show, I had this DJ who works the titty joint down here said for me to come down there and he'll fucking take care of us. So
right.
we go down there. He's like, hey, you know, take care of us a little bit. And he's like, hey, you guys got any party girls? You know,
party girls. Girls that are up for fun.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, those two right over there, they're fucking party girls. Like, you know, $100, something like that. So we're like, hey, two party girls, meet us back at the Hampton Inn, room 203 and 204. So sure enough, they come over.
That's so cool.
And they're, hold on.
That story's not over yet.
So, you know, they're like, you know, they're a couple little party girls. They're like, you know, hey, what do you got? And we're like, well, you know, we got some cash. And, you know, we came in our own airplane. And we got a couple guns. They saw our guns. And we were licensed to carry our guns. And they're like, well... So we're like, hey, you know, how about some head, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever. We were trying to negotiate there in good faith. And so they're like, we can give you head, but we need some cocaine.
Yeah, we need more piles more money and piles more cocaine.
And we're like, well, listen, you know, we don't have any cocaine.
Right.
We got money, but we don't got no hope. We don't got no cocaine. Sorry. Well, you guys don't have cocaine. We're not doing anything. Well, I'm like, well, if you guys aren't doing nothing, you need to get the fuck out of here.
There's the fucking door. See you, bitches.
So they're like, they're not, and it doesn't go well. They're like, you know, fuck you. And I'm like, no, fuck you. Here's $20 for a cab fare. Get the fuck out of here.
And that was it.
So
no big deal.
No big deal. Nobody got no pussy. Nobody got fucking touched. Nobody got no cocaine. Nothing.
Nope. No harm. No foul.
Nope. So we went to bed.
2:33 in the morning.
Hard as shit on the door.
I mean, I'm talking about, you know, blitzers, your neighbor asking to borrow a cup of sugar knock, and then there's the fucking the way the cops knock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
okay, Huntsville police, open the door.
I'm like, so I hear that we have adjoining rooms, and that's on Blitz's side. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, fuck that. So I go and sneak over to my room and lock
the fucking joining door.
Yeah.
That's a legally smart thing to do.
Yeah. So I hear all the commotion over there, and he's like, Where's the drugs and where's the guns and where's the cash? And Blitz is like, well, what's going on? What's on it?
I was like, I got my gun right there. It's on the nightstand, so but I don't fucking drugs.
Next thing you know,
drugs, man. You got some?
They're doing it on my door. Huntsville police open up, and I'm like, well, fuck. If I don't open up, what are they gonna do? Crash it down? Like, I don't think I have to open it.
You don't.
Well, we're stupid. I open it.
Lynn Bailey, $15.
So they got me at gunpoint, and they got Blitz at gunpoint. We're in our underwear. And they're holding us at gunpoint. They're like, we just got an anonymous tip. Well, I wonder who.
Yeah.
That you guys have drugs, guns, and cash in here. I'm like, well, we got guns and cash. So they go through our entire room and they find our cash and our guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell Blitz and Carney, Diz don't says they.
Yeah, we're talking Carney in front of the cops holding us at gunpoint.
Yeah. Like, Blitz, Diz don't says they fizz like a whiz or Diz don't says anything.
Yep, exactly.
So they're getting mad. They're like, what are you guys saying about? We're like, we're not saying nothing.
Hey, Brett, I look at the guy, and so I'm looking at the barrel of the gun, right? And I'm like, I said, dude, that sucks. You guys carry a 9mm.
Yeah, Blitz called his gun a pussy gun.
That's such a Blitz thing.
Oh, it is. So he gets. So finally, I got my phone, my cell phone, and I call Kevin. Now the guy's like, don't get on the phone. I'm like, we haven't done anything wrong. I call Kevin, 3 a.m. Happens to be that Kevin went to college with a person that works for the
fucking high up.
Highest, like.
In Huntsville.
Two rings underneath the governor.
God love Kevin. So, Kevin's the best lawyer in America.
Exactly. Kevin calls the guy that's two rings from the lawyer and says, you know, this is what's going down in Huntsville. Next thing you know, the captain of the police department calls, tells the two fucking sodbusters, hey, leave these two guys alone.
Mm-hmm.
So they call, we're so sorry, you know, fucking jump the gun, blah, 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 blah. You know, all this kind of bullshit. So I'm like, okay, we're good. Fine. So we're walking out. We're walking out of the Hampton Inn the next day.
The next morning to get breakfast.
Like 7 o'clock, Continental Willie, right? And this big African-American manager goes, I'd like to have a word with you two. We're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, she's like, I heard there was a commotion on your floor. You guys are being held at gunpoint, and I don't know what the hell is going on. But if that shit happens again, you're kicked out of here. I was like, ma'am, but I'm Blitz like, okay. Like, I didn't even want to fucking fight the bitch.
Yeah,
right.
But, yeah, we're the like, bitches.
Don't worry, we're
the
good.
The bitches went and went right to the cops because they didn't get their cocaine fix and turned me in.
Wow, that's so weak.
Huntsville fucking. And it was the weekend that, who was that guy? Was it Eddie Jones, the famous football player for Nashville that got killed by his wife?
Steve McNair.
It was the weekend that he got killed.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah. He got killed by his mistress.
Yeah, his mistress.
Yeah, shot him like on his couch. Yeah.
That's fucking tough.
Yeah.
All right,
McNair.
So you're working for Howard.
Yep.
Things are changing. You know, New York's fucking getting locked down. At the end of the day, working for Howard's cool. Your lifestyle, you know, is cool, but you probably miss Florida a lot.
1,000% miss Florida. And, you know, when you're there and there's, let's say it this way, when you're there and there's real estate to do the kind of radio that you like doing, it's fine. There's lots of concerts. The swinging there, it's terrible, but there's lots of concerts and stuff to go to there. So there's fun things to do. But when the real estate's no longer there to do the radio that you like doing, it's not really worth it.
Right. If you're not doing the job that you love, and you're not, you know, making $1 million to live in the fucking Hamptons,
right?
You know, but you're just, you know, making 100, 150. I mean, you got to make $150 to even make it around there, don't you?
More.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlin's working her ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're working. Finally, I think you had a meeting with the Howard people and be like, you know what? I want to resign, or I just want to go. I kind of just want to be free, do my own thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so
wait, Brandon, you mean you weren't making multi-millions a year like everyone says?
No, I was not.
Oh, come on.
I was not.
What do you think Gary makes? Million?
Probably not a million, but Gary makes probably over 500,000.
How about Fred? I bet you Fred's a couple million.
Fred claims he does not make a million.
How about Robin?
Robin, I do not know.
Just I heard like, five back in the day.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
I heard Brent Hantley was like 3.5 million.
Yeah, that would be way off.
At least.
That's way off.
Come on, Brent. I read the internet. I know what they say.
Yeah, Brent,
man.
We know you're fucking
loaded,
buddy.
3.5-4 million a year, man. I know how it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. I think it was the Diacos that said, no, I think it was Dan Diaco. Dan Diaco goes, let me tell you the greatest place to live on earth right now, Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
It is absolutely
right.
Like, honest to God, it's Florida. It's wide open. You can do the things that you and Caitlin do.
Yep.
You can just live your life here. Really can.
The free state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that on Twitter yesterday. I said the free state of Florida. That's right. I said it. And and more specifically, St. Petersburg, Florida is the greatest place in the world to live right now.
Yeah, you guys live. I got to tell you, Hatley. I've seen, you know, a couple places that you live. This place is pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, it's.
I mean,
it's
I wouldn't
awesome.
Say exactly where you live, but you live in the little downtown clicky community.
Yes, yes.
And boy, has that been like? Has St. Pete Resurrection started? Did that start with Bill Foster?
It definitely started with Bill Foster. If you remember correctly, you and I met with Bill because the bars were closing at 2 in all of Pinellas County,
right?
And you and I met with Bill, and we told him, "Listen, Bill, you're losing business going to Tampa at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
you
need I remember
to keep,
that.
You need to keep these bars open to 3, and he did it. And
he was the first one in Pinellas County to do it.
To do it.
And for the longest time was the only one
right.
in Pinellas County.
Right, and that's what kicked off this St. Pete whole revival. Of that
I was in downtown
area.
St. Pete yesterday seeing Jimmy Clevis, and the fucking play. You see new construction. You see high-rises.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit's not slowing down. It's got a really good vibe,
they
doesn't it?
Just redid the pier.
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't be caught downtown St. Pete.
Wolf, $20.
And then these days, it is one of the most free places in the world. That you can be yourself, mm-hmm. you can do what you want, and nobody fucks with you.
It's fun to party there, too.
Now, Brent, you've been around for a while. I got a question about the pier. What do you think about the new pier?
Hate it.
Mm.
I agree. Is it tiny?
Is it garbage?
It's garbage. First of all, there's not a lot of shade. You're in Florida.
Yep.
You're in Florida,
yep.
And you want people to be outside in the summer.
And you're allergic to the sun anyway.
Yeah. In the middle of that sun, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, how many more fucking tattoos have you gotten, kid?
The last count, I think I've got 15.
Really?
16, yeah. And I'm not done with the sleeves on my arms.
Are you
going to
sleeve it up, Willie?
Yeah, I'm going to finish the sleeves on my arms and legs.
Not to get too distracted, but how's our good friend Henry doing? Have you spoke to Henry at all, Rollins?
I haven't in a while. The last time he did the wrap-up show was the last time I saw him.
You know what? Would you make contact? I'd love to have him on a podcast one of these days.
Oh, I'm sure he would love to do it.
And Brent, wasn't there only two people when we got in trouble with the FCC?
Yes.
Him and Mick Foley.
Those mm-hmm. two people wrote letters to the FCC.
They actually wrote letters?
Yes.
Bang, bang.
They wrote letters to the FCC talking about what bullshit it was that we got fined.
I mean,
and thrown
look,
off.
And look at what we've been through. Look at the bullshit that they put us through, because you went through it all with me.
Yeah.
The only thing you haven't gone through with me was... You kind of left during the Hogan tape explosion and then the Nielsen thing. Both were shitstorms. But you were with me, you know, our shitstorm number one was the hog deal.
Oh, yes.
Shitstorm number two was the FCC deal.
Yes.
Shitstorm number three was the MJ deal.
Correct. The big field of $50.
Then I drove you insane and you left.
Yeah. No, it was just burnout.
No, you drove him insane way before that.
That's
it was
true.
It was just
you got him insane. He stayed around for quite a while and then he left.
It was just burnout from a 5-year lawsuit. And And people talk about cancel culture now. Todd Schnitt better not ever talk about cancel culture ever. He's the fucking king of wanting to get people canceled.
Yeah, no shit.
And now all these people, like the guy that ran Parents Television Council, who was one of the people that wanted us thrown off the air, He tweeted the other day about cancel culture. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Did you go back at him?
Yeah, absolutely. And people were like, oh my God, his name is Brent Bozell.
I remember his bullshit.
Yeah.
I think you might have had a Heidrick file on
him. Yeah, and he's talking about.
By the way, Hatley did have Heidrick files on Douglas Vanderland and all kinds of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I did.
I was going through some old paperwork and I found some of Hatley's old Heidrick files.
Yeah.
And I didn't take any of that with me. I was like, this is all Bubba's property.
No, I know, but it's funny to find, man, you had some notes on a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah, and all these people now complaining about cancel culture. We were the OGs of getting fucking canceled.
Oh,
man.
I know.
By people.
I know. It started first with the big Douglas Vanderland.
Douglas Vanderland.
I know what I was going to ask you, Hatley. The next time I have you in, like in a month or something, okay? I've got to find Tyler and his girlfriend and I. We've been watching this. Have you seen the new Nat Geo 911 documentary?
I haven't seen that one, no.
It's really good.
I'll check it out.
And let me ask Jesus over there. Who's Tyler? I'm God. He's Jesus. Tyler, are you over there?
I'm here, Daddy.
Well, yeah. The real Tyler.
Yeah, I'm here.
Remember we were watching that documentary together a few weeks ago, and do you remember what I said about Brent?
Yeah, you said within like 30 seconds or something that he said Osama bin Laden is behind this.
Brent Hatley got up in his whole Brent Hatley type way, and he goes, I'll tell you right now, that's the work of a gentleman named Osama bin Laden. And we're like, shut up, fucking Brent. We don't know who that guy is. But, Brent, do you remember that?
Of course, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It was within 15 seconds of watching the first plane.
The second plane. The first plane hit, and then I came in and go, yes. Listen, it's the tower's on fire, and then Bubba's like, I'm going to try to call the World Trade Center right now.
So at that time, again, at that time, everyone thought it was a rogue Cessna plane that hit the building, no big deal.
Right.
So it was kind of funny because no one knew.
No one knew, so Bubba tried.
Still kind of a Zoinksville.
So calling the World Trade Center. Nobody answered. So we're watching ABC News in the 98 Rock studio live. So Bubba's potting it up and he's commenting. And then all of a sudden you hear all of us go, as the second plane hits the building.
And Brent, you stood up and said what? Do it.
I stood up and said,
that's the work
of Osama bin Laden. He's the only one with the money.
No, you didn't say it that nicely. You go, that's the work of a wild man named Osama bin Laden.
He's the only one with the resources to pull off something like that.
We're like, Hatley, fuck up. I don't know what the hell's going on around here.
And it turned out to be him. And
I'm going to find that audio.
You stayed live until about, 2 o'clock that day?
Yeah, 2 o'clock that
day. With no commercials. Remember, our general manager came down the hall and said, no more going to commercials today.
Yep. You guys are going to stay on as long as you can. Just stay on.
I've had so many people tell me that we were the people that they, you know, because back then you didn't have the internet, you didn't have
have it in your pocket at all times.
Right. Yeah, no smartphone.
Not right on your phone.
That's true.
You know, so you had to listen to the radio for play-by-play description. You know, description. If you were a guy on a job site or in a vehicle or anything, you weren't near a TV, you had to listen to the radio for play-by-play, you know, what was happening. I think we covered it as well.
We covered it, I think, and I'm biased, but I think we covered it better than anybody in the entire country.
Another thing, Brent, that we don't get credit for, that a lot of people don't know, and maybe this piece that we're doing now, we maybe get into, but remember how much shit we caught for the Sammy Alarion stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Was it that guy?
Yes. Absolutely right. And that is what...
We got so fucked with about that. Can you tell that story?
So really quick.
Because Caitlin's got a lot of things to talk about.
I just don't want to... Okay, first of all, Sammy Alarion was a professor.
We almost have to have a show just to get the fuck your shit out of here.
Sammy Alarion was a professor. He was working at the University of South Florida.
And by the way, I didn't know any of this shit, but Hatley's got fucking, he knows it all.
So he was Kuwaiti.
So I got a tip from him, from somebody there, that he was connected to an organization called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Mm-hmm.
He was, if you remember, the first World Trade Center bombing, which was in 1993, it was a guy done by Sheikh Rahman. Well, Sammy Alarion was the guy that got Sheikh Rahman into the country. He also helped fund a bombing in Israel that killed a 16-year-old girl. So they not only did they give me the tip, they gave me all the documentation to back this up. So we went on the
air. We get on the fucking air. I got some hot fucking news. Say it.
Yeah. Hot news.
Hot news. Hot news.
We went on the air and blew out all the information about this guy. So there's a writer from Salon.com. The guy works at Media Matters now. His name's Eric Bollert. He got really upset because he said that we were being anti-Muslim, which we weren't. We were talking about a terrorist, a guy that was funding terrorism. And he wrote an article called The Primetime Smearing of Sammy Alarion with Bubba's picture on it. He then starts digging into it because Vanderlyn had filed 3 FCC complaints that were denied.
This guy, you're talking about a guy
Douglas Vanderlyn.
This jobber that lived in Jacksonville. Named Douglas Vanderlyn, who was obsessed with fucking with us.
Right. So he, this guy, Eric Bollert, gets a hold of Douglas Vanderlyn and puts him with a guy named Arthur Belendiuk. And Arthur Belendiuk was the FCC attorney under Ronald Reagan.
And that guy lived in, what, D.C. or something?
Yeah, he was a D.C. attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the FCC attorney, general counsel under Ronald Reagan. So they, it even says this in the FCC find, where they find us, they doctored the transcripts to make it look worse than it was. Because where we bleep stuff out.
They would say fuck, but they would do fuck, then bleep.
Yeah, but they said they would fill in words where we had bleeps, mm-hmm. which you're not even supposed to do.
Right, because that's not what went out of there.
Right, because that word wasn't there. So they wouldn't put bleep, they would fill in words. So
I think Kaylin's really impressed by your intellect. Like one might want to blow you. I mean, so we got, she's my like, shit. My God, my fucking husband's the man.
So we got fined based on transcripts that weren't actually accurate. And the FCC in their footnotes even puts in there that the transcripts don't match the actual audio tapes. Yep. But they didn't care.
I mean, isn't that like, that goes to be like fuck job number one, ain't it?
That is a huge fuck job. And so then they find a $755,000, largest single one-time fine ever for a radio show. And then not only that, they get a hold of Clear Channel, because Clear Channel thought about fighting it, and then they get a hold of Clear Channel and said, oh yeah, how about this? Let us show you this new one. Every station that you own in the state of Florida is up for license renewal, and we will not renew any of them if you don't get rid of Howard Stern show off of all your channels and Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yep.
And then they called John Hogan, who was the CEO at the time of Clear Channel.
In front of Capitol Hill.
In front of Congress.
And you happened to be videotaping C-SPAN that day.
Yep.
That's how Britt Hatley rolls.
I videotaped it, and I took notes on everything that he said and got it to our agents and attorneys. And it kind of worked out better for us because
he wasn't so truthful under
testimony. In front of Congress. And that is called perjury when you lie to a congressional committee.
So, Kaylin, welcome to your world. Is that right?
I love
it. Like a fucking Rain Man over there.
So that's kind of that. It all came about because we exposed our FCC fine came about because we exposed a guy that was an actual terrorist. Now the update on Samuel Arion was this: the U.S. government, the DOJ, ends up dropping a 50-count indictment on him and deporting him back to Kuwait.
So who was right?
Yeah, we were right all along.
Never got an apology, did you?
No.
No, we got fired for it.
Yeah, of course.
We got thrown off.
I'm sorry. So this guy was a professor at USF?
Yes. Correct. Yes. Yeah,
correct. But he was
Samuel Arion. And Brent one day out of nowhere.
He brought in the guy who did the 93 bombings at the WCC.
Yeah, he got Sheikh Rahman into the country.
Yes. The blind Sheikh.
The blind Sheikh.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he also raised money for the PIJ who would conduct bombings.
So we came out with all this, Anna. We came out with all this shit. Wow. And then they're like, oh shit, they do this big article on how we're, anti-Muslim.
We're smearing this guy, yep. And Clear Channel's bad because they employ us and all this stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
meanwhile, we were right.
Completely right, but lost everything because of it.
And we also, when we did that, we got a journalist on the phone who confirmed all of our information.
SC was Cup, wasn't it?
No, we did talk to SC, but this was Debbie Schlussel.
I remember Debbie Schlussel.
Yeah, she came on and she confirmed all the information independently that we
had. You did your best radio with me, motherfucker. I'm just telling you that
now. Oh, no doubt about it.
I agree.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I tell people all the time, the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and if you get very specific, in 06 and 07 is the best radio show in the history of radio.
In this case, you said your office deemed it a crime, but in fact, a jury determined that it wasn't a crime, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical if you choose to. The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
How the fucked up is that?
And this doesn't even make sense legally. So I would say back to Mr. Ober, you when you walk into court, you were what until the jury says you're guilty?
Innocent.
Correct.
Isn't the whole system predicated on innocent before proven guilty?
Right. It's a presumption of innocence.
Except unless you're Bubba Clem.
Exactly. Definitely. I mean,
that's the bottom line.
So in court, you are what the jury says not guilty. That precisely means you're innocent.
You're always innocent until you're guilty, no matter what.
Right.
I wish Greg Herring would have fucking shoved it up his ass.
So that's exactly what I would have said back to him. I would have said, Mr. Ober, when a defendant walks into your courtroom, there's a presumption of what?
Innocence.
So until a jury says you're guilty, you are exactly what?
I'm innocent.
Thank you. No further questions, sir.
All right. So we're going to have to do a whole other show, just Bubba and fucking Brenton reminiscing and shit. Let's fast forward to what you got going on now. So, and so you guys moved back, I think, yep, it was a little over a year ago.
We moved back in March 2020, yeah.
All right. So you move back, you fucking are sleeping in truck stops, you got to get, Coco says, I got a little bit of fucking room, come, yep, down your hat.
Yep.
And you and Hot Mama roll on down here, and you're like, okay, we're going to start Twitch a little bit.
Yep.
And you dab around on that. And then the fucking, and then OnlyFans.
Yeah.
God, so, I mean, OnlyFans has been good to you, hasn't it?
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So people start asking her, like, hey, like, I'll pay anything to see you nude on OnlyFans.
And I'm messaging back and thinking that they're just being a dick. And I'm like, well, don't be a dick. And I tell Brent, he goes, well, why not? And I go, oh, you're up for it? And he says, yeah. All right. So we started with just nude pictures.
Yeah.
Just showing the titties.
Yeah.
In,
yeah,
in the puss.
Right. And then,
so Hatley, like, is your job now kind of managing Caitland a little bit?
Managing, and then, you know, I shoot a lot of the video and edit the video and put the stuff up. And
so, like, within Caitland's world, like, what is Caitland, like, full blown porn?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. She absolutely does.
So, like, can I call Caitlyn a porn star?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No, like, for real.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's,
no, that's not going to get me
slapped.
That's
slack. A nice, I mean, compliment.
No. But I mean,
oh, that's sweet.
But I mean, Caitlyn, you produce porn, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And,
I own it.
And the thing
is Caitlin with a K or a C?
K.
K.
And all of our,
that's why I cut Caitland.
All of our stuff is real swinger stuff that we just shoot. It's none of it's like set up scenes.
Like Brent, you know, go like, listen, I'll have some real swanky music, and you come my ding 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 ding.
Yeah, none of that shit.
No scripts.
They literally, we'll pick up a phone with the stuff that we're doing at Secrets or at somebody's house, and then you know, we'll edit that to the good stuff and post that.
Now how often does she update her OnlyFans? And is that the main distribution point of, yeah, Caitlin's world?
Yes. Monday through Friday. There's a post Monday through Friday. And then usually once a week, you can buy a full-length movie of hers.
Yep.
Really? Now, give me the ends of the spectrum of what's on it. Like, okay, let me just ask. What was yesterday's ad?
So yesterday's post was... Well, we have these friends of ours that own places at Secrets, so she was on the sex chair riding him. Maybe, no, that was the day before. So yesterday was her, you and Lupe.
Okay.
So we had a party with these friends of ours, Lupe and Micha.
Lupe and who?
Lupe and Micha, and they're cool as fuck. And
they're an OnlyFans. They're
only
too.
They're OnlyFans as well, and they had a party, and it was like we had three women and
ten guys,
including the husbands. And, like, I've been putting up clips of that lately is what I've been putting up because Caitlin fucked all 10 guys.
Oh, hold on. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
She fucked all 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so we had three chicks and then three husbands, and we...
Man, Hatley, you're taking my freak to a whole nother level, yeah, kid. I mean, I was just doing a couple of little...
I was impressed.
I was just doing my best friend with a couple of little kickers. Man, buddy. Woo!
So then there'll be one where there's me and my friend,
Now, Brent, does there ever show you fucking?
Yeah, there's one.
Hold on, there's...
Yeah.
For Hatley, for real?
So sometimes on Caitlin's page, but, like, there's a chick, Bree Love. She's Bree Love, XXX. Like, I'm on her page. I'm on Micha's page with Lupe and Micha.
Miss Cleo.
Brent Hatley. Dirty Deeds. Brent Hatley. This ain't Brent. Yeah, some Dirty Deeds, right?
So kind of the deal is, with the husbands, is, like... Because nobody wants to see a wife fuck their husband, really.
I have to disagree, because I've had a lot of people message me and say, I want to see you and Brent. And Brent keeps going, nobody wants to see you with me. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're Brent Hatley. Like, they want to see you.
See, Brent, she's kind of right on that deal. Since you've, if I could be an unbiased opinion,
because okay,
I'm in the Brent Hatley business as well, okay? So, but since you are on her channel fucking.
Yep.
Which you said that you are.
Yep.
Then I kind of got to be the spokesperson for the boys out there saying, since you've already established that. Now, if you were just Johnny behind the scenes guy, I get it. But since you have already broke that, you know, fucking chair, well, then, yeah, you got to fuck her, Hatley.
Yeah, and then there's three other OnlyFans girls that I'm on the page.
You two need to make, you guys have, Hatley, she fucks these other dudes, but you guys need to have a making love session.
He's on more other women's OnlyFans than mine.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that people don't want to see their wives fuck their husbands in porn. But I'm like, it's kind of different with us.
I mean, Hatley, you kind of got a little bit of a name value deal going on.
Yeah.
I mean I'd want to see LeBron James fuck his wife.
I get what you're saying. It's just...
You want to see Elvis fucking his wife?
From a jerking perspective, like, I like seeing the chicks with guys other than their their husbands.
But well, me and I know you
that's
get
not
into
for
it
you, Hadley. It's not for your jerking pleasure. It's for the other 3,000 motherfucking people that are subscribing to it, Hadley.
And me and you get into like way more positions than I do with other guys, and you give me a huge orgasm. Like the whole thing would be fucking nuts compared to our other videos.
I got Eileen Collins saying, "Yeah, you got to do the hubby."
Yeah,
that comes from a girl's perspective, Hallie.
Because in real swinging, what we do is at the end of the night, her and I are together at the end after everything.
Yeah, we have sex with everybody else. We're the last ones to have sex.
Well, see,
before
then, Hallie, that should be like a little, you know. That should be a deal.
You're right.
That should be, all right, so if you release clips all week and then you have one pay-per-view,
yeah.
Once a month, you should have the me and Caitlin, you know, deal.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, because she does, like with me is where she has the big, huge orgasm where she screams.
We share a room with our friends and Bree Love, we were talking about. So they'll have sex with each other at the end of the night too. That's the last people. They'll watch us and get more horned up watching us because we go at it so like crazy
and
hardcore.
I bet your cock looks pretty big now that you lost all that weight. Got you a big old.
It's true. It does happen, right?
Got you a big old white wiener on you, don't you, Kat?
It does get. You do gain some size when
you
lose.
It's in high demand at the swingers resorts. I'm not even playing around.
So Hatley, will you at least commit to that for me?
Yes, 100%.
At one time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll subscribe, Bubba?
No, I'm going to get a promo code. Caitlin's going to get me an override code.
Bubba gets a free subscription.
I don't even have a subscription, but I need one.
We'll give you one.
We have an OnlyFans account for the show, and we've just been putting up all the Acura stuff.
Man, you know what? She came in and did the wrap-up show in New York City one time. And
does she remember us?
Oh, my God.
But hold on. You know what, Brent? Here's the bad thing about it. I think Spice Boy really, really, really told her some really untrue bad shit about me. I was like, I can't get her to return any of my calls or anything like that.
Really? So soon as she saw me in the green, when she was in the green room and I walked in to say hi, she gave me a big hug. And when she was on the wrap-up show, John Hine asked her, like, how did you get started in porn? And she was like, I was found by a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge. Bubba and Brent came into the Hustler Club and they brought me on the Stern Show. And that's how I got started. So she did give you credit for that on the wrap-up show.
Yeah, it's just that And, you know, I got hundreds and hundreds of hours of her as an amateur.
She was so nice to me when I saw her up in New York, like the last time.
Well, I wish I could get a hold of her because, you know, my whole OnlyFans, I haven't put Stormy up yet, but, you know, I got 2257s on all those.
All of them, yeah.
I got a 2257 on you, Hallie.
For sure. For sure.
Now, do you get all that documentation?
Yes. So there, on OnlyFans, you have to do one of two things. You have to get a 2257 with the ID, just like you do.
Right.
With OnlyFans, if somebody has a verified OnlyFans account, you can tag them in the post, and that's as good as having a 2257.
Oh, okay, as long as they're an already user.
A verified OnlyFans user.
Verified only user.
Absolutely.
All right, so what was the latest? The latest was a 10-guy excursion?
So yeah. No, the latest was, that was the one before. The latest was we had.
That was the other day, Bubba.
The latest was we had a weekend at Secrets, and it was about, I think it ended up being five couples, and then we pulled a couple in from out of the hallway. So it was six couples all in our friend's condo, and we all.
Now, is it just a big fuck fest?
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
We were supposed to go to the pool, and we never made it.
It was a Sunday.
Now, Hallie, are you running footage on this whole time?
Yeah.
And are they cool with that?
All the husbands.
Man, I was on the wrong side of footage, man.
All the husbands run footage.
I took footage when it wasn't cool. I should have been taking another time.
Yeah. We trade turns. The husbands.
Where's the farthest you guys have traveled to do like a swingers deal?
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Miami. You've been there a few times, right?
Yeah.
But now, Brent, isn't Florida the absolute fucking mecca of swinging?
It's the greatest place in the world if you want to be a swinger. Yeah.
Why is it just people are
hot? Why is that?
Well, first of all, there's four swingers resorts in Florida. There's Caliente, there is Secrets, there's Rooftop in Miami, and there's Velvet in Miami.
Now, you speak of Secrets. I never heard, and you go there a lot.
Yeah,
where's Secrets? I've never heard it.
It's in Kissimmee.
I've heard of that Eyes Wide Shut place in Brandon.
That's terrible.
Okay.
Well,
we went there like 7 months ago.
I heard it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So, when people say the resorts, they say the ones that Hallie just said.
Yeah,
although I'm not familiar with the Rooftop.
Rooftop's in Hollywood Beach in Miami.
All right.
You have to go there during the day, during the pool party.
But you can't touch each other. You can't do anything on the pool because there's other buildings that overlook it. Where like at Caliente and Secrets, you can jerk each other off, have sex, blow somebody.
Yeah. So Secrets is like they took.
I love Caitlin Swagger.
They took a Ramada in. They took
Anna, she's completely opposite of you.
I'm blown away right now. I don't even know what to think, where I am.
She's just, it's just
I'm in
so,
a vortex right now.
Yeah, you are.
They took a Ramada in and turned it into a party palace. Secrets. Oh. So each
now
of the.
Where's this at?
It's in Kissimmee.
In Kissimmee. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's so.
Right off I-4.
Not far from I-4. Yeah. So.
Boy, it's not a wonder fucking Disney didn't get that shut down.
But see, it's out there in the industrial area. By the Osceola County Jail.
Okay.
So nobody wants to be out there. So they took this Ramada in. They turned it into. So each of the rooms are individually owned. They're not owned by the building. So, like,
oh,
like couple,
that's a good way to do it.
They're like condos, and you rent out the rooms, and they're all themed, different theme rooms.
Harley Quinn, 50 Shades of Grey.
There's sex swings in some of them. Like, our friends.
Stripper poles.
Like, our friends have, like, a Jamaican themed one. It's all right, kinds
so they,
of different
so
things.
So people in the lifestyle.
Okay,
will
so it's
buy,
like way south of I-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Brent. It's not the resort doesn't own the rooms. Couples or whatever
right.
buy the rooms like condos or timesharing or some bullshit like that.
Correct.
Right.
And you rent them through. You can rent them through the resort. And now at Secrets, everywhere except the lobby and the nightclub, you can have sex.
Yep.
Everywhere on the property.
In the hallway.
In the hallway.
In the elevator.
In the hallway, you can bend some over somebody over the railing at the pool.
We've seen that before.
At the pool, at the hot tub. Everywhere.
Then orgies at the pool.
There's cabanas all out around and by the pool, so there'll be an orgy in a cabana, or sometimes, like, I was...
Now, are there people taping all this stuff?
No taping is allowed in that area.
In the public area.
In the public area. You have to do that in your room.
So if you're going to tape, then you're going to have to be in your room and have consent from the people that you're out.
They will kick you
and
out.
And hopefully Spiceball doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
and he steals it.
They'll kick you out if you tape in the public areas. But, like, this last time we were there, it was
Hallie,
kind of...
can you imagine? Imagine if I really did own the rights to the Hogan tape, how much I could get for it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And not only this, you would have gotten a Hulk Hogan-like payday on the lawsuit from it being stolen from you and published without your permission.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Without a 2257. Like, first of all, I talked to a former police officer on the phone yesterday, a former detective on the phone yesterday, and he went through all the charges that they didn't charge people with. That they could have been charged with, it is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's like 20 or 30, isn't it?
It's 20 or 30. It is, first of all, it's felony burglary to break into your office and steal something. It doesn't matter if somebody works here or not. Like, well, you start there.
Unless
you're Bubba Clem.
Unless you're Bubba Clem.
But it should, he told me his bullshit on the prosecutor's part. He was like, it shouldn't matter who the victim is. The crime is
of course
the crime,
not. But people don't even realize that the person that was the lawyer was the former Fed prosecutor that represented me for the hog deal. I mean, like, there's just so much.
I mean, unfortunately, it was a smart move on their part.
Yeah,
it's a brilliant move on their part. But it's just like, man, the fuckery isn't just one or two deep on my stuff. It's like 30 deep on the straight
30
fucking.
30 levels deep. Like,
it's a wonder, Hallie, I haven't killed myself and that I'm still able to make a living. Because, it's just my Indiana white trash won't let me give up because I've been fucked every which way. I just get fucked.
Yes, and I think that is a testament to you. But mm-hmm. You're right. It's Indiana white trash hillbillies. You're not gonna
give up.
You're not some Manhattanite drinking white wine spritzers that as soon as you get a hangnail, you want to shoot yourself. No,
right.
Fuck that, man. The best revenge that you can have is you're still fucking here and you're still fucking going.
And you know what, Hallie? Here's the thing: is that I have been able to carve out a little niche. With my little digital world here to do pretty well. Just like everybody was talking shit about you when you left Howard. Why is he leaving Howard? And I saw all the mean-spirited stuff they said about you, about the hammer and your lifestyle and all this kind of shit. And, like, it was just really just all speculative and real mean-spirited and stuff, because everybody's a bunch of fucking dicks out there, and nobody ever wants to give you the benefit of the doubt or pull for you. Nobody ever wants to fucking pull for you. And they just said some really, really mean shit. Okay, fast forward now to where we are now. I know you're making unbelievable money with Caitlin. And more importantly, you're living your life and you're having fun. You're sleeping in. I'm just saying, like, you really, really have done well. You're making a great living and you're having fun. You're having fun. And that, I mean, we may not we collectively may not make as much money as we used to when we were really slinging hard, but I'm as happy as I've ever been.
But it's same here. And I'm happy for you. And same here. I'm happier than I've ever been. And that's something that, with a little bit of age, that I've learned is like happiness is something that is not connected to money or your job or anything else. It's if you can do something that you enjoy, if you can be with somebody that's fucking awesome and have a great relationship and cut all the negativity out of your life, it's
just in the little interaction that me and you've had, Brent. Like I can tell you're way happier.
Yeah,
now.
You're chill, yeah. And you can tell I'm chill too.
Since, oh, definitely.
Since I found gummies. Hallie, you should have just stuck one in my mouth back in the day when I was on one of my fucking deals.
Isn't that like, funny, Brent?
Yeah.
Remember, like all the days we'd go there watching football, me and you and Coco be back smoking, and he didn't want no part of it whatsoever.
We'd be fucking baked watching football in the theater.
Oh, yeah, you got, man.
Spray down.
I will tell you this, though, Hallie. I wish we could have really savored those moments and realized how special those moments really, as it was happening to us, you know.
I know.
Right on the Howard era when we first just started, and just remember when you and I went to New York on Thanksgiving week or the weekend before to get the job. And I mean,
it was awesome.
06 through, I know that your personal life was kind of the shits. You know, if you could have had that life with Caitlin,
oh my God,
and not your particular situation that you had, it was a very special time, was it not?
It really was. And in 06 and 07, we got to do afternoons. So on Sunday,
you mean we were fucking killing ourselves? Remember, two jobs. Yeah. Remember that?
No, well, 06 and 07 was just afternoons.
Oh, yeah, we were just doing afternoons.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and
you're
some
right.
And some Bubba Paloozas. And
we were fucking, we were sleeping until noon like rock stars.
I know.
Making a couple hundred grand, right? I mean, Hallie, I think at 1 year you made like 250.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yes.
When you added 250 in Tampa is like 750 in New York.
It was amazing.
God, we had so much fucking fun.
We really did. We had fun. It was like, you know, the Stern channels were the Wild West. Like, I mean, when let's all be honest, like when Artie was on Howard's show, it was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It was the best.
I mean, it was phenomenal. And then you got Bubba in the afternoon, and you got Shake It Up at night.
Shake it up.
Like, it was a full day of programming that you couldn't turn off.
Yep.
It was probably the best radio in the history of radio with regards to Howard in the afternoon.
Or morning.
I'm sorry, Howard in the morning, then the wrap-up, Willie, you know, their midday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then us, and then Scotty Farrell, and then
well, don't forget Riley Martin.
That's just great to say. Yeah. Look at here.
Yeah.
They'd have Riley Martin, and then sometimes, you know, I would pop in and do a special. There were specialty shows at 7. They had the intern show.
Yep.
Right.
They had, it was just, Super Fan Roundtable, you just didn't want to turn it off because it was so good.
It's too bad they wouldn't, you know, for Howard's last, you know, 3 or 4 years, try to throw some specialness back in. But I know that mentality has changed tremendously. And well, everybody's for the most part has.
Well, I mean, the one thing is they can't hold you not being in New York against you anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
For real. I mean, they did hold that against you.
Yeah.
They did.
And it is like when you're up there and you're not from the Northeast, it's an uphill battle.
You're an outsider.
It's that Manhattan, you know, like
mark on out Northeastern style.
Yeah. Right.
And it's, if you're a Southerner,
but listen, you know what?
Prove you're not a racist.
Hallie, we're in now. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I got Anna Hummel, and she's Jewish. And guess what, Hallie? She took her first breath in. She was born in Israel.
The real deal.
She was born in Israel.
So you're like Shuli and my buddy Ami Horowitz.
Oh, he was the one that did the Stockholm syndrome. Ami Horowitz, he did the documentary, right?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Ami.
That's awesome. Remember, Anna, I showed you that a couple weeks ago.
Anna, you know what, Anna? You need Brent on your fucking podcast one of these
days. I sure do. That's
Brent
awesome.
Brent is a fucking... Brent, would you start coming in more often?
Of course.
I mean, for free, of course, but I'm just saying. as long as
I can plug CaitlinHatley.com, we're good.
Well, not only can you plug her,
I say your OnlyFans. I mean, you can't see anything, but you can just see what, you know, what she's charging and stuff.
Yeah, listen, I obviously promote my OnlyFans, and hers OnlyFans is like... I'm baby OnlyFans compared. This bitch is doing it right.
I sat here and came up with an idea. I don't know what you think, Bubba, but this shower behind me, like what if you videotape me taking a shower and you put it on your OnlyFans and tag me?
What does that mean?
So for your daily post on your OnlyFans.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So she's saying that she'll get in there and take a shower.
Nude,
and then you just post
lather myself up,
and you just post that on your OnlyFans and tag her.
Just tag me. You can have it.
For your content.
Will you put the jugs on the glass too?
Hells yeah, and the buttocks. Don't forget the buttocks. I'll do the Caitlin shuffle.
Let's first,
that.
Caitlin, we can't do it fast enough. The second thing is, let's go ahead, and I forgot to bring this up, and it's so fucking important. So I have been working with Brent on this, in full disclosure, on this project. Brent is absolutely been the lead guy on this. And Brent, I can't thank you, because Brent, you could tell I've been getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to do this show and a bunch of other shit. And it's like, sometimes I talk to these guys, I'm like, God damn, this is shit you motherfuckers should know.
Right.
And so Hatley has kind of got involved, like, what, maybe 4 months ago, Brent?
Yeah.
4 months ago. And I said, Brent, can you do me a favor? Can you fucking, like, nobody knows this shit better than you. Can you, so Brent's kind of taken over. It's starting to accelerate. Brent and I have a meeting, a really important meeting today about it. And so in doing that, I'm talking to Hatley. We were over at Kevin Hazlett's office about a month ago. And I tell Brent the conundrum we had with Brandon the Quad. So Brandon the Quad was here a few months ago. And Brent,
I love that guy.
Oh, he's the best. And so we had him down. He's never been laid. He's 37, 38 years old. Yeah, you know, he's in a wheelchair. He's the coolest motherfucker ever. His wiener works. And we were going to get him some pussy. Well, so we called around and went to these pages. And, you know, Brent, I used to be in the pussy game. And quite frankly, I'm not in the pussy game anymore. He's just passed me by. And we had this one girl, and she was just not very good looking, but she promised that she would be there, and we were completely upfront. We're like, this guy's handicapped. You know, Brent, like, we weren't trying to bamboozle her.
Right.
And she was like, okay, you know, however much money. And then Blitz, what she did, just fucking jerked us around the entire time. You know how Brent, the standard.
The day before, all my anxiety's getting bad. Yeah. The day of, I got to go to the doctor.
So I tell Brent, I'm driving Brent home, and I'm like telling Brent the story, and Brent turns to me and goes, "Well, I bet you Caitlin would fuck him." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Oh, well, let me tell you, Bubba, what she loves the most is that she likes to fuck the average dude who doesn't think that they could ever really gonna put good pussy." And I'm like, I miss my mouth open. I'm like, for real? Like, just the average dude? And he's like, yeah, just ask her. So Caitlin, I'm gonna—
and Brent's a good dude.
Oh, he's a fucking great dude. I'm gonna throw it over to you. Brent called you and you're like, yeah, sure. So I want to cut you to walk people through the process as how one of the things that you kind of are into in being naughty is that you kind of fuck sometimes the guy that you wouldn't expect would get some good pussy.
Absolutely.
That's kind of like what you're into.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I don't like it when people look at somebody and go, oh, well, he's not hot enough, or he's not this, or he's not that. I find that those guys are the nicest. They're the most fun. And they're so, like, grateful afterwards, which they don't need to be. But, you know, a lot of people get upset because on my page, because they say, oh, you're only into BBC. That's not the case. It's just that we're around a lot of people that happen to be BBC, and they say it's okay to be put on OnlyFans. And if anybody wants to be on OnlyFans and you're an average white guy, please hit me up.
And there are white guys.
Everybody knows what this means.
Yep.
Hadley, you're not familiar with this, are
Should
you?
Should I go get it?
Yes, you go get it. Hallie, you're not familiar with this nonsense. This is a whole nother wrinkle. And this is a whole nother wrinkle in itself, that your wife is getting it. She may only get it for the show only, but as a gratitude. So, Brent, we have a real professional $3,000. Remember the belt we made for Tony and Greenstein and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that guy, Wildcat Belts, makes Vince's belts and MMA belts. And those are like, that's a real fucking
belt. That's a real
belt.
That's
and
awesome.
So, when a co-host or somebody close to the show does something super extraordinary, we give them the strap, so to speak.
Oh, I love it.
And I just saw on fucking chat, give that bitch the belt.
Yeah.
So
definitely
right now, for doing us a show favor and agreeing. Now, Brent, I want to make sure that everybody knows. You already know the weekend of that I've already set aside the weekend. You've already cleared it with Caitlin. Like, unless Caitlin would die in some type of fucking tragedy, it's an absolute lock-in. You guys aren't flakes. Like, if you say you're going to do something, do it.
I believe Brandon's on line one.
Oh, hold on. I don't even know that Brandon, did you know who it was going to be?
No, I did not. Thank you so much, brother. Oh my god.
Brandon, are you ready to fucking shoot a nut right now, buddy?
Well, as soon as I get off the phone.
So you're not going to lie. As soon as you get off the phone, you're going to set fast time on yourself.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Brandon, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. This is Caitlin, and she's going to take your virginity from you, buddy.
Aww.
Hey, Brandon.
Thank you so much. And then my mom will have to worry about it being a dirty person.
Yeah, your mom won't have to worry about it being some fucking, you know,
random whore.
Tatted up fucking, you know, bitch living in a trailer in Manatee County. It's actually going to be the Caitlin Hatley.
Because she got me ready for 3 days straight, and it never happened.
I know.
We had condoms. We had the whole fucking nine yards, yep. Buddy.
The hotel, everything.
Hotel, everything.
That is fucked up. Brandon's a good guy.
It made me mad.
See, Hatley, you know, and his mom's in on it. Like, his mom is helping
she
us.
Drove him
like,
here.
Yeah, she drove him here to get it
done.
She's
all about it.
Like, yeah, his mom's in on it.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He deserves it.
So, well, thank you so much.
Brandon, is this not the best, buddy? And you know what? It's not like somebody. It's fucking Caitlin Hatley. She's going to be there.
I've been watching.
So, I'm already thinking of, like, some cool shit we can do. I'm thinking about how I could sit. I don't think I can get into detail, but how I could maybe sit and roll us around and
maybe
you know
get fucked while you're rolling.
That's what I'm
saying. That'd be a first time,
right?
Hi, it's Caitlin Hatley. I'm gonna be rolling in my fucking wheelchair, getting laid.
And maybe face him, put my legs over the arm rest, and do it that way. I'm thinking of some really interesting shit.
Plus,
we
his
can
wheelchair
do
like moves
that's
like crazy.
Awesome.
Go, fucking lays
he's
back.
He's got like three wheel motion, like Snoop Dogg.
He does all kinds of shit.
Oh my god, we're gonna have so much fun.
Brandon. Brandon, I've been.
But I can move a little bit.
I've been teasing everybody, you know, that it was that indeed we had a lock in. Now everybody knows Brent and Brent. Thank you for being cool. Even like Brent's the one that brought it up. Then he had to bring it to Caitlin, but Brent brought it up. Like fuck, Caitlin would, you know, she'll do that.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Thank you guys.
All right, listen, Brandon. We'll see you in January, and you know what you got coming to. I mean,
he's got a boner from now until fucking January.
Yeah.
He's got a. You're gonna jack off every day to this, aren't you, buddy?
Yep.
I'm really good at being on top, too, by the way. So
She likes to ride out wheelchairs, kid.
I'm really good at being on top, so.
You just made his life, man.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Brandon, we love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Brent, I will let you know it was supposed to be a secret, but.
Brent's going to bang Brandon in the quad, too. Good job, Brent. Yeah!
Quad quiz.
Because Brent's the fucking man, and I love Brent. Brent, I got you a Bubba Army Radio Network royalty ring this year.
Oh, awesome. Yep. Thank you.
And you're invited to the party because, obviously, Caitlin's, you know, going to be taking care of Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you guys, Brent, I would like for you to attend. It's Saturday, January 15th. So put it on your calendar. It's the big party we have here every year.
It's a lock-in. Yeah. We're there.
And awesome. And Caitlin, I can't thank you enough for just fucking being so. I mean, this is so such a special moment. This guy's never. I mean, he would never have a chance to do anything like that if it wasn't because you were so cool.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I almost because he hasn't had sex and because he's a quadriplegic. You said.
Yep.
He has CP.
Okay, because of all that, like it makes me want to even do it more. To be honest,
Brent's got to say, Caitlin, we have to go. Shut up, Brent. I'm trying to give him round two.
It's only been 2 hours, man. Like, give me another two.
I gotta think, man. If we give him a couple Cialis's or something, he might be able to, you know, get another boner.
Oh,
real
absolutely,
fast, something like that.
So in our world, when a woman makes a guy finish, we call it knocking him out. Like, yep. So sometimes the girls compete with each other to see how fast they can knock the guys out. Caitlin's the knockout queen.
Oh, really? She's the Mike Tyson of the whole bitch?
She is the knockout fucking queen.
Brandon made it clear that the first knockout's going to be about maybe 0.1 seconds.
Brandon made it clear that the knockout could be as soon as those jugs come out, like no contact. Yeah.
The first one.
So Brandon's like, I just want to let you know, as soon as I see those tits, I'll probably go ahead and get one.
So we were at this party in Miami, and there's this guy who's a college running back. I won't even say what school, but a big time school. He was a college running back. He had already finished twice, and he only lasted with Caitlin 45 seconds the first time, and maybe.
So
like,
he's this big run, D1 running back, and he had a 45-second willy?
45-second, and then he tried again, and he had maybe made it a minute the first two times.
Really?
And he'd already finished twice before.
See, that's why your fans need the, you know, Brent Hatley 17-minute extravaganza, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, because with your wife, you build more tolerances, don't you, bud?
Yeah. And, you know, well, I think I did 33. The video I'm in with Brie Love, I think I did 33 minutes with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, so, where can people, Brent, what if there are some fans that, you know, say, okay, Caitlin's great, but I want to see that Hatley action.
So it's Bree Love Triple X. You can see me all over her page.
But see, you're not on your own page. You're losing money, motherfucker.
I know. But you know what? Us husbands kind of have a deal with each other. Like, we have to fuck each other's wives for their OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's real.
That's a deal. That's our deal.
So it's not really playing.
When
it's
you
like...
see what Bree Love looks like, too, you're going to be like, oh, real hard, Brent. Real difficult.
Now, where's Bree Love from, Brent?
She's in Orlando. She actually dances at Rachel's, and you know the quality of girls at Rachel's. Yeah. So you can see her at Rachel's, and she's one of the popular ones there at Rachel's, and they live in Orlando. So they meet us at Secrets a lot, and sometimes we'll just get a hotel with the two of them.
Is it Bree Love?
Yeah, XXX.
Okay.
Bree Love XXX.
Yeah.
Bree.
So, Hatley, are you off like Twitch now and all that? I mean, are you just pretty much doing the OnlyFans stuff?
So, Monday nights, I do a show called Miserable Men with Shuli and Bob Levy.
Which, how's Bob doing?
Bob is out of control. So, this show can only be on Patreon because Bob is so fucking politically incorrect and out of control.
Yeah. Oh, really? Like, he can't even play the game.
Like, he can't play the game even.
Caitlin couldn't play the game. She had some violations.
Yeah, she had some violations. But Bob couldn't even play the game.
For camel toe.
For YouTube. Like, Bob couldn't even play the game there. Like,
yeah.
He was so bad that, so you can only watch us on Patreon. It's Monday night, 7 to 9. It's me, Shuli, Bob Levy, Mark Morris and Mark Burns, and we just get on there and fuck with each other for 2 hours.
All right, how about people in the Caitlin business? Where can we get Caitlin? Just pretty much all CaitlinHatley.com.
CaitlinHatley.com. And
spell it.
CaitlinHatley.com. And then right there is her OnlyFans, her Cameo, Instagram, Twitter, all that's there. And so all of her stuff is at Caitlin Hatley,
K-A-T-E-L-Y-N. So it's all linkable through there.
Yep.
So Brent, when we had our artwork here remember the all the pictures I had?
And
there are some people that have left under the good canvases. Terms and some that have left under not so good terms.
Right.
So I'm taking them all down. And Blitz actually said it. I was just going to, I've been into some, I do like abstract, you know, like different art. So I'm like, I'm just going to use these canvases to start doing my art.
Right.
And actually Blitz says, you know what, we should because we had like two or three of yours up there.
Yeah.
One of them was in front of the Angels kind of deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
On there's like the one on stage or something.
And you're one that have not left under bad, you know, bad pretenses. And so Blitz says, we should get a hold of Brent and see if he wants these. These are actually, you know, a person would probably want this, you know. So I gave you, and I saw you had one hung.
Both of them.
I only saw one of them.
Yeah, they're both hung in my office/studio.
Cool.
At the apartment. They're both
It's
up
the
there.
Angels, and then it was you on
Las
stage.
Bubba Palooza.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. What was your favorite Bubba Palooza?
My favorite Bubba Palooza had to be 100%. This is an easy one. Phoenix.
Yeah, because you.
Celebrity theater.
Because you were a little naughty there, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that when you didn't come?
I did not, but I still. Oh,
is that where you got met that super hot chick?
The tall chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like real hot.
Yeah, like.
But you couldn't come.
Yeah, I couldn't finish.
Did you have coke dick?
No, it's just, you know what, and I figured it out now since I've been in swinging for a little while. My first time with a woman, I almost never finish. In fact, I don't. I just never finish my first time with a woman.
Why? Just because you like to long deck them?
No, it's. This is going to sound weird to all the guys out there, but I've got to get comfortable with a woman and kind of like her as a person to be able to finish.
Where do you train?
We have a gym in our building.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just, I just go right downstairs and people.
Remember the old Clem gym?
Oh, I loved it.
Still around.
Wow.
Still, I was there today at 3 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah.
At 3 in the morning.
Jesus.
Hatley, we need to get Caitlin over to Clem Girl doing the good girl, bad girl, kick him out wide exercise.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And get her on a full squat willy with,
like,
that fucking,
you know,
donkey
on the machine
of hers.
That does this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good girl, bad girl.
Oh,
she would totally
that.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah. She hits the gym all the time, too. You know, she was a state champion volleyball player, so she likes working out.
Oh, she
all
was?
That stuff. Yeah. She went to Plant here in
She's going to have
Tampa.
A tough time getting above the net with them knockers now, though.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to scrape the fucking net before she tries to make that spike.
She was an A cup back then.
Oh, yeah, I was.
You were?
I was A.
Ew, gross.
Now, yeah. So, Hatley, how did you and Caitlin, like, kind of figure out that you guys were, like, where did you guys start doing this?
So we,
swinging, so to speak.
So in Jersey City, where we lived, it's Jersey City has, they have a great mayor, a guy named Stephen Fulop.
You didn't swing in California?
No, no, we didn't start till we were in New York. So they have this great mayor, Stephen Fulop, and he's turned Jersey City into almost like St. Pete's. Like, it's a walking, bars everywhere, fucking kick-ass guy. He used to work at Goldman Sachs.
A little more Jimmy McSally'd out
there. He was a Marine, all this stuff. So we used to go for walks in Jersey City and talk about absolutely everything. So we get to talking about what our sexual fantasies
are. We were buzzed.
Well, we were buzzed because we used to put beers in a backpack and smoke joints and walk around and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
So we started talking about what our sexual fantasies are, and she came up with, she's the one that was like, my sexual fantasy is to see you fucking another chick.
Yeah. Straight up, I was like, you know what? I've drank enough to tell you this. Sometimes if I need a little help to finish, I think about you fucking another chick. And he's like, really?
I was like, really? Well, that's odd because I have the same fantasies about you to finish. So she was like, hey, would you want to, like, it was a very long conversation, but she's like, hey, would you want to try this?
Were you on mushrooms?
No, we were on weed and beer.
Okay.
So,
some of your best stuff comes on that.
Yeah. Right. So we went to we decided to go to a swingers club in Manhattan, which was the worst. It was terrible.
Huh. Why? Just because people are ugly or?
No, it's not that. It's just the way that it's set up, and it's just like Manhattan style. Yeah. It's everybody's here, push together, boom, go here, now go up here, and now go fuck. And
everything's small. There was like wall unit air conditioning, so right. The orgy room felt like you were walking into like a steam bath.
Like a sauna.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just,
plus, everything's on top of each other.
Everything's on top of each other, and everything's rushed, and people aren't like super friendly. So it was, so that time at the club in Manhattan didn't work that well. So we found a club out in Queens that's almost out, way past where Ronnie used to live, almost to the water in Queens, and called Caligula. And that club's a little bit better. So we were able to actually hook up with a couple there.
Yeah.
How was that first experience?
I've
got a funny story about the first experience.
The very first.
The very first one, yeah.
So like the very first where like Caitlin's fucking him and you're going to fuck her.
Yeah, we're at Caligula and we go upstairs into a private room.
Before that, so you have to come up with, if you're going to get into swinging, everything you read and when you talk to people, you should really come up with like rules and shit that you want to try to like stick by. Because you don't want to be in a situation and go, can I lick your pussy? I don't know what I'm allowed to do. So I said to him, I'm like, I don't think I want you licking a chick's pussy, so don't do it. And
so these
like,
are the early on rules.
Right. And that was the rule. And then we get to Caligula, and it's the first experience. And the first thing I say to him when we get in the room with him is, lick her pussy.
Well, like, honey, you just told me not to lick her pussy. But still, lick her. I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah.
So then, that was not bad. That wasn't terrible for a first experience. And then we went to this house party in Brooklyn that was at a brownstone, like a walk-up.
Yeah.
And was fucking amazing. So that party was really good. Like, they started off with a cocktail hour, so you kind of got to talk to everybody and mingle a little bit. And then they gave out all the rules. And then
when they the people that own the house gave out the rules.
Correct.
And what were the rules?
So the rules were like, you know, ask before you touch anybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Wear a condom unless you've worked something out with the person that you're working with.
Right.
When you're finished with your condom, don't just leave it.
Like, we had the same rules here at the BRN.
Don't fling it against the wall.
don't fling it against like a monkey.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just so they give you all the rules, and then they're like, then let's go. But by that time, you've talked to enough people, and you've
kind of set up a deal.
You set up a deal, so then you can get right into it.
Right there at their place?
Yeah, yeah, because they had like the bottom floor was like beds set up, and then they had a back room with a hot tub, and then they had another.
All right, so you kind of already had a deal in place.
Yeah, so Caitlin's with this dude, and then this hot fucking black chick starts blowing me.
Oh, you know, I've not had that before in my life.
Oh my God. And
I've done a lot of things in my life, Hatley, and I've never had an African American woman.
So this hot black chick starts blowing me, but Caitlin finishes up and comes over while this black chick is still blowing me. So Caitlin brings me a condom, and then the black chick hands me her friend to fuck, basically. So the black chick gets done, finishes blowing me, and I put on a condom, and she basically puts it in her friend.
She does the work and then lets her friend have the dick.
Yeah. And then
should be a new book.
Yeah. so then also at that one, a guy and a woman, like, were licking Caitlin's pussy at the same time while she was sucking me. Like, it was, that party was fucking fantastic.
Kind of an orgy situation.
It was
kind of
like an orgy situation. Right.
All right. So fast forward then, you get established up there. then you come down here.
Right.
And I don't know that you were really much of the lifestyle in Florida with your other wife. I don't know that you guys, I think you dabbled around a little bit in a little bit. I know you, I sent you to Tahitoism during Big Black Beautiful Women Month.
Yeah.
Did you know? I have to know.
No,
did you know? Okay.
I didn't. I really
didn't. That is so great.
Care. I acted like I did, but I really didn't know. I was just trying hilarious. To get Hallie a little a little vacation to get away because he was a little tight. And it just happened to be the ultimate rib that he goes there during BBW week, right,
yeah,
Hallie?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm not talking about now. I like the thick girls. I'll have sex with the thick girls.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
This was like,
you know,
400 pounders.
Right.
Like I don't know if I had enough to cut through that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I can merge into the interstate with that deal.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, I have no problem with having sex with the bigger girls at all.
Right.
But that big, I just don't think I could do it.
You don't got the equipment?
I don't have to have the equipment for that.
To cut through, say it.
To cut through all that. So, so other than that, no. And then we come back here after the New York experience. And the first thing that we do is go to Caliente on a Saturday and Sunday. And it's even raining out. So we're like, we don't know how good it's going to be at Caliente. We end up having the greatest time. We hooked up with two different couples that were cool as fuck. And we were like, whoa, Florida swinging is completely different. Completely different than it is in New York. People down here are way more friendly. They're way more relaxed.
It's still kind of the Wild West, isn't it?
It's the Wild West. Yeah. There's not a lot of rules. People are not uptight. Oh, you can't be breaking this rule or that rule. People are like, fuck yeah, let's party. Come back to our place. Like, it's not like it
but
is.
But Hallie, you got to be also one of the more popular guys in the whole world because of what you're bringing to the party.
Oh,
you're bringing some solidness here.
Absolutely, and for a while, like I, you know, not no disrespect to anybody, but I was kind of getting the short end of the deal. Now, as we sit here today, it's a little more even. I'm getting hot chicks along with Caitlin getting good looking dudes.
Yeah.
Well, but, and also, I'm not just saying this because she's here. You know, I've always been a big proponent, even before I knew that Caitlin, you know, swam, you know, was as sexually promiscuous as she is, which I love, by the way. But I've always been a big fan of hers because out of everybody you've ever been with, she's the one that gets it the most. She has the best personality of anybody you've been with.
Yeah.
She's one of the boys. You can't easily offend her. She's outgoing. So not only is she, you know, pretty, but she can fucking hang too. Oh. Like, she's the first
finding somebody who gets it is the hardest thing ever.
Like, she understands your world, the world you used to be in, the radio world, so to speak. She was a listener, I think, of the show back in the day. And, you know, like, I don't know, just Caitlin's cool factor. Well, the bitch has got the strap right now, too. So I just want to let you know.
And I tell people this in swinging because some women make assumptions about her because of her looks. So I tell them, yes, she's hot and all that stuff, but she's an even more nice and cool person and fun to hang out with. Just to lower people's, because sometimes, even in swinging, women get on edge with her because once she gets naked, woo!
Well, plus she has to deal with your fucking your conspiracy ass all the time, too.
Yeah,
she,
exactly.
She keeps you centered.
Completely centered.
A question I probably shouldn't be asking on the air, but I think that you and I are close enough, I can. How you doing with your parents?
My parents are doing great.
I mean, are you good with them?
Yeah, better than ever, actually.
Okay, good. Because that really...
Because of Caitlin.
Well, of course. She's like, I mean, you know, she's like Switzerland.
But better than ever, yeah, with my parents, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
That means a lot to me because, you know, I know your dad's getting way older.
Yeah, he's almost 80. He'll be 85
in
December.
Your mom's always been a sweetheart, and your mom... As much as you've battled
yeah, your
with her.
Mom.
No, but really, Britt, your fucking mom.
Your mom.
Remember how much
I know.
Remember how much heat Britt did?
That's all you had to do was say your mom.
Remember the 98 Rock guy did a news report about the starting Gators quarterback was Britt's mom, and you went down there and tried to fight him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was really putting her over.
I know.
But you took it the wrong way. You're going to fucking fight her. And so we come to your mom.
Yeah, your mom. Mm-hmm.
But I know that you've battled with your mom all your, you know, just because of
Religion.
Yeah, over stupid-ass religion.
Yep. Right.
And hopefully she's lightened up, and then you've also realized that she's your mom.
Yeah, because Brent's a big Christian.
Brent's a born again all day.
Yeah.
While he's fucking your wife, he'll witness Jesus Christ to you.
Yeah.
Brent, be fucking wife and say, do you know that Jesus Christ died for your sins?
And start spitting out scripture.
Right. The bad thing about, I'm not the bad thing about it, the one thing about Brent Hadley is he's read the Bible cover to cover two times.
Yeah.
So like, Brent is very, very, very...
Complete horseshit.
Brent is very agnostic atheist, and he has the knowledge to back it up when people, you know, start fucking battling them on the Bible.
I've even read and studied the Quran when I was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So it's
when
it's,
you were in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
You're a prisoner of war.
He was a Marine.
What's one of the
Oh, yeah. You're
in, well, he was, no, he was a Marine. Did you know that?
Oh, he is a Marine. Yeah.
He is a Marine.
Yeah.
Devil dog, fucking leather neck, whatever you say. I'm no.
Saudi Arabia
is
the worst
place. I used to
steal
all these terms from Brent, like I know I'm talking about.
Saudi Arabia is the worst place I've ever been in my entire life.
For real.
It is the worst
it's
country.
It's not real
in the
cool
world.
To be a girl over there, is it?
No.
Or a person.
Could you swing in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, if you wanted to die.
If you
wanted
to be beheaded.
No, real Brent. Like,
you'd be swinging, all right.
Yeah, like they would behead you at the halftime of the soccer game at center field.
For real.
The chick, at midfield. Yeah.
The These two people were fucking two other people. I'll kill them.
But they blame the chick first. Caitlin's right.
Oh, yeah.
They blame the woman first. And if you're a woman in Saudi Arabia and you get raped, you get
killed.
Well, no, you get a prison sentence and you get 60 lashes with a whip.
I thought a lot of times their own family will kill them because they're disgraced in family, honor killings.
That honor killing, but I'm talking about what the government will do to
okay,
you.
Okay, okay.
Brent and Caitlin got these things called honor fuckings.
Yeah, exactly. We want everybody to be happy, loads to the face, everything.
Fuck yeah.
Well, be happy, loads to the face, everything. That's Brent's new single.
Were you raised in a religious home?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's why him and his mom
battle
so much.
Is it a, like,
Southern Baptist.
I was just about to ask, like, Pentecostal or
Southern
Baptist.
Not that far, but close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But, Brent, I think that you've let some shit go and your mom's let some shit go because, you know, as you get old, I hate to be fucking Johnny old school, but you only have one mom
at
the end of the day.
You're right. We both let it go. And she understands that I'm not going to change my mind and she's not going to change her mind. So it's fine.
How about your kick-ass brother?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's in Pennsylvania.
At the Mannheim Willie still?
Yeah. Actually, he works for a company they own. And which is in Baltimore, but he lives in Pennsylvania. But
I always liked your brother,
Phil.
Steve.
Steve.
Is your dad's name Phil?
No.
One is Phil. My dad's name's Phil.
He runs a company for them and does very well. So yeah, he still works for Mannheim.
You still a Gator? Diehard Gator.
Diehard. We were at the Alabama game.
How about your Saints whipping my fucking Packers week one?
What was
that all about?
That was. You know what? I told Caitlin all week. I was like, man, the Saints are going to get their ass kicked. All the Packer fans have snapped up all the tickets. It's going to be like a home game for the Packers. We're going to get whooped.
James Winston. Everyone thought. Jameis Winston got that ass. I don't know Aaron Rodgers is going to show up this weekend against the Steelers, but I think.
Did you see that game last week with the 49ers?
I watched the highlights.
Oh, my. Well, Caitlin and I watched that game live. And we
Caitlin will drink beer, get high, and watch the ball game.
And she plays FanDuel, too, and we'll argue with you about who's a better quarterback that day to pick.
Really?
So we're watching that game, and I was like, man, it looks like the 49ers got him in fucking 37 seconds and no timeout.
Aaron Rodgers let him pull the shit he did.
Yeah.
Because there's only maybe three motherfuckers that could do that.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, holy shit. I couldn't believe he fucking did that. Like, that was pretty amazing what he pulled off.
And
there.
He's not asking for anything the Packers don't already owe him. Let him have some personnel decisions. There's a handful of guys that you got to give that to. You got to give Mahomes that. You got to give Russell Wilson that. You got to give Tom Brady that. And fucking Aaron Rodgers is in that conversation.
All fucking day. And
you know, when he did his press conference and he said, you know, Jordy Nelson and Charles Woodson and some of these veterans that we've let go that we never had conversations with as an organization, we just let go, still wanted to be a Packer. That's when he got me.
Yeah.
When he, you know, he's like, I've been here 16 years. I'd like to have a little, not a say so, but be up to speed in the personnel. I don't think that's out of the question.
I don't think so either. Like, remember Bill Parcells used to say, hey, listen, if you want me to cook the dinner, you got to let me help pick the ingredients.
Did you see
16 years?
Oh, hold on, not this one. Did you see the promo that NBC is running with Tom Brady coming back to
New England?
Have you seen it?
No.
It's absolutely fucking brilliant. I'm going to play it up on the screen.
Okay.
Wait till you fucking see this. It is absolutely brilliant. This is what NBC is running as a promo. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. So hello from the other side.
This is great.
Wow.
At least I can say that I've tried. If my heart is clear.
Is that not fucking money?
Now, how do you think the fans are going to react to Brady?
Yeah, how do you think? I mean, you got to.
Standing ovation.
You think so? From the Patriot fans?
I got goosebumps, man.
The Patriot fans are going to give him a standing ovation.
Even though there's some real fuckers up there.
I think they're going to stand and clap and boo at the same time.
I don't know, man. Brent, he really is, for coming to Tampa and doing what he did, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, you got to give it to him. You know,
I met him.
Yeah, I saw that video, and you know what you got to what my prediction is. I think the Bucks, and this it pains me to say this as a Saints fan, are going to whoop their ass.
Oh, I think so too.
They're going to whoop their ass.
Oh, you mean the Saints? The
Bucks are going to whoop the Patriots' ass.
Oh yeah. How about when the Bucks play the Saints two times?
Depends on the Jameis that shows up.
Yeah.
Depends, because the Saints have just gotten a lot of their defensive players back, and that's
Did you see that they
went to New England?
Robert Kraft. Bucks just signed Sherman.
Richard Sherman. Yeah, I don't know how much he has left in the tank though.
What about what Robert Kraft just said?
How about what Robert Kraft did?
What did he? I've met the Krafts three times.
Oh, Robert Kraft! It just came out today. Called fucking Belichick a piece of shit.
Wow.
You're like an a-hole,
an asshole. And now, he's still the coach.
I mean, Belichick is a dick. But there's no doubt that he's one of the greatest coaches ever in the history of the NFL.
But now people have to say, it's like, how much of it was Brady?
But
Brady was the glue that kept it together, maybe. I don't know.
But also, how much of it was Belichick? Remember, Brady wasn't even that great when he came from Michigan.
I know. Right. Fifth round Willie.
Yeah, so, I think it was the two of them together. And Belichick, what he does, this quarterback that he has from Alabama, this Mac Jones fucking character, is not going to work out. But the thing that Belichick does that's really smart is he spends all his money on offensive and defensive line and goes with average to below average receivers.
How about my boy Primetime up at Jackson State? You know he's going to be the next coach of Florida State.
Yeah, so I watched that game. He coached against Eddie George last week.
Right, right.
I watched that game. Primetime at Jackson State, home of Walter Payton. Primetime coached.
Home of your birth.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
You were born.
My aunt went to Jackson
State. He's going to be the next Florida State fucked up by not putting him in there this first time, just for lack of experience. But now the college game has changed. Did you know that 70%, because I talked to him, 70% of Deion's players all have endorsement deals, paid endorsement deals?
That's awesome.
Meanwhile, like Alabama and the Gators, less than 20 or 30% of the guys are getting deals because Deion, a master marketer, has got all of his guys' deals, and now that's kind of the new recruiting deal within the world. Within the college world, now that they can be paid and compensated and endorsed, you got to get a coach that knows how to do that. And, I mean, I don't know. I think Deion will be the next coach of Florida State. That guy they got now is a fucking ass bucket.
I think you're right. Well, they've had a few in a row. They're 0-4 for the first time since 1976, which warms the cockles of my heart. And if you want to talk about the Gators, watch out for this freshman quarterback they have. They call him AR-15, Anthony Richardson. He's wearing 15.
I'll tell you, they did pretty fucking good against Alabama.
Dude, that missed extra point.
Yep.
Cost them.
Yeah.
But they didn't even have Anthony Richardson that game. Emory Jones had to play that whole game.
Right.
They get Anthony Richardson back this week. Anthony Richardson is going to, when he starts starting, break all of Tebow's records.
Why don't you take Caitlin up there for a swing weekend?
Oh, well, we went to the Alabama game and we hightailed it out of there as soon as the game. We had to stay to the end because it was such a close game. We hauled ass out of there and went right to Secrets.
Yep.
What a life.
We had our friends waiting with a room for us.
Yeah.
And we went from there right to Secrets. But we did go to the Alabama game. If they make it to the SEC championship game, we're going to that one as well. So. Yeah.
Well, listen, Hatley, you and I got to get going.
Yeah, for sure.
But more importantly, let's start planning some stuff with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
And, I would love to bring you guys into a State of the Hatleys, use you more, Brett. Like, just whatever. Just, I don't know. We just need to. I know we got this one project going, but just moving forward, we just need to, I don't know, start working together a little bit. I know you don't want to be on the morning show. You've made that very clear. But like, there's so many other things that we do that we can get you involved, that we can also promote Caitlin.
Sure. Well, we'll come in once a month.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that. Maybe we could pick a fan for Caitlin to go out with once a month.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know what the rules are. You have to tell me the rules.
Yeah.
We'll start with the shower.
You know what?
Let's start with the shower.
Yeah. The rules are throw any idea out you want. It's up to her. She can say no or yes.
All right. Well, how about the October appearance will be the put the titties on the glass deal?
Oh, yes.
We're not going to be able to do that, you know, on YouTube or Facebook.
We'll do it on OnlyFans.
But we can do it privately, you know, and put it on OnlyFans.
Put it on OnlyFans. And also, do you know you can stream live on OnlyFans? So if we wanted to do a filthy live stream on OnlyFans for your subscribers there, we could do that.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They can tip you through it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they just started doing
Hadley,
that. Like,
I don't think I really need. I just met Caitlin Hadley. She's going to save my whole business, fucking bitch. So she's going to have the strap forever.
Like, here's $10. I want Caitlin to put her ass against the glass. And you're like, okay, Caitlin, put your ass against the glass.
Yeah. Hey, Caitlin, put the ass on the glass, bitch. Let's go.
It'll be like that one time that I had you marry that couple at Livestock, and the crowd was just yelling out vows, and you were just saying them over the mic.
Oh, yeah. God, Brent, do you know we would be retired right now if we would have documented and videotaped all the shit that we saw at Livestock and just...
Oh, my God.
All the stuff at 98 Rock Studios that we had to tell Dan we weren't really doing that we were really doing.
Oh, my God. Like the time that...
Alicia Class came.
I was just thinking of Alicia Class, and you licked her on the air.
And I licked her sniz live on the is.
On regular radio.
On regular radio.
Holy
she put her own hand up her ass on 98 Rock.
What?
Yep. The whole hand?
That should have been a billboard.
And R.I.P.
Put your hand. Did she die?
Anna Mall.
Oh, Anna Mall.
Anna Mall came in, and we were heating up glass dildos and dildoing her on the air.
Yeah.
On 98 Rock.
Good old days.
Yeah, Anna Mall died.
On regular FM radio.
Yep. But Alicia Class is one of the chicks that ended up getting in trouble in Tampa, right?
I
don't think she got in trouble.
Did she?
She was involved in some of that.
She was involved, but she got into the media because it came out that Bruce Willis was pounding it.
Right, and Jerry Springer paid her off.
No, that was Kendra.
Oh, that was Kendra.
That was Kendra Jade, and she blew me and Raphael in the studio.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where was I during that?
On the mic.
Caitlin, thank you for being such a great sport.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. I love you guys.
We got to get a couple pictures of you at the strap so you can put on your OnlyFans and we can promote.
All right.
And Anna, make sure Lummy makes a strap change.
I will. He'll notate it.
He's the
Trapper Keeper.
The Trapper Keeper. And Caitlin's going to be, until I, you know, give this, you know. Now, Caitlin, you can't take the strap home. It has to stay here.
Okay.
Because I know you'd want to, you know, do it in a sex scene or something like that, but we keep it here. But right now, as of on record, Anna, the strap officially is Caitlin Hadley.
Got it.
Brent, we got to get out of here.
All right.
Caitlin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anna, thanks for sticking around. I know this is completely opposite of everything that you stand for.
Not at all that I stand for, you know.
I think you and Hadley could get in some interesting history questions.
Oh, absolutely.
And real quick, Anna, my friend Poker Nemo is in love with you. He wanted me to tell you that.
Poker Nemo.
Poker Nemo.
I need a picture.
Rest in peace, Poker Nemo.
See you later.